If you leave your name, number, and time of day, we will get back to you as soon as possible. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Hello, my name is Bob Young. I'm a detective with the Sheriff's Department. I'm returning. It's Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. My phone number is. Thank you. Hello?
Yes, Detective Young.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Yes. I'm pleased to tell them that I witnessed part of the robbery. The
other yeah, I just left a message on your home machine.
Oh, I'm a school teacher, and I said it gets rather long. I'll have to get back to you a little bit later.
Sure, no problem.
Because my class is in session. Basically, what I saw, I was in my automobile going southbound.
On Arneal.
On Arneal, right.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped at the red light, and my car was back right in front of the Guinea shoe store.
Okay.
And at that particular point, I just heard an officer, a female officer, her back was towards me, just telling them to stop, and started yelling. She yelled it 3 or 4 or 5 times.
Uh-huh.
To halt and to stop. And the next thing I heard was a shot. And I saw the other two fleeing.
How many people did you see running away?
You know what's funny? I can't tell if I saw 2 or 3.
Uh-huh.
Running away. I think I saw 3.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But not the one that was on the floor.
Right.
All right. I could swear that there was a third one.
Okay.
That was the one that was kind of ran away.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of like they couldn't make up their mind whether they wanted to run or not.
So you think there was 4 altogether?
I think so.
Okay. Did they stop when she first yelled?
One kind of looked at her. He didn't really stop. He turned around, and then he kept turning his body. He looked like he was fleeing, and he wasn't sure whether he was going to stop or not.
Uh-huh. Were they running or walking faster?
Well, it was actually behind the cars that were in that parking area.
Uh-huh.
And the one that was either the fourth or the third, the one that was farthest, and I couldn't make out the faces, seemed like he was running, because I could tell because his jacket was flying.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell what he was wearing?
All I could tell you is that it was some kind of baseball hat.
Okay.
Okay, and it was, I don't know if it was a windbreaker or a gray jacket or something, but he was wearing a jacket.
Okay. Was it a dark baseball cap or a light one?
I think they were dark.
Okay. How far away do you think?
I did hear her yelling again.
Okay.
And she told him to halt, skip. In fact, I don't know if I'm making this up. But I could swear she said that she was going to shoot.
Okay. How far do you think you were away from this incident?
Well, as I said, I was on the southbound side.
Uh-huh.
But I was right in front of it at a light.
Okay.
And then unfortunately, the light changed and I had to go pull over. And then another officer came in the opposite direction, northbound on the southbound. So, well, it was, you know, how wide the street is.
Uh-huh.
On Arneal, on the northbound side, that's how I was directly on the other side.
Okay. What first drew your attention to the incident?
I'm really not sure. I'm a smoker, and I opened my window and looked out.
Uh-huh.
And, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Okay, you stopped at the light there, and you had your window down?
Yes, and I had my window down. No, and I think it was the yelling.
Okay, it was yelling that drew your attention to it.
Right.
Okay. Could you see any kind of a struggle or anything going on inside the Kinney shoe store?
I didn't see in the store at all.
Okay, you could just see outside.
Right. She was already outside and on that little corner there.
Uh-huh. Did you see?
By the time that I saw it.
Did you see anybody standing in the doorway of the Kinney store?
No, not at that time.
Okay. Had they already reached the corner of the store, the ones that were running away?
They were already, when I saw them, around the corner.
Okay.
You know that little corner that I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. And you heard the deputy yell for him to stop?
Yes.
Okay. And you think she yelled 4 or 5 times?
At least.
At least 4 or 5 times. And then you heard the shot?
And then I heard the shot and I heard her yelling again.
Okay. Did you see the person get shot?
Actually, I don't think so. Because I wasn't sure at that particular point whether she shot them or they were shot from the people behind.
Okay, so you didn't see the guy drop then?
No, not really, no. She was actually in front of him.
Okay, and the other one, one of them looked back over his shoulder kind of?
Actually, two of them looked around.
Okay.
And then one was more fleeing, and they looked like they weren't sure whether to stop or not.
Okay, and then you heard her yell to stop again?
Yes.
And then what happened after that?
I had to, after that, I had to take off. The light changed.
Okay.
But that was the second time.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't see what happened with the other suspects.
Did you see the these people that were running away make any kind of furtive movements towards the deputy?
No,
like point at her or anything like that?
Only that I saw, as I said, them turn around, and I wasn't sure what they were doing, whether they were deciding that they wanted to stop, but they turned back around again. So I don't know if that movement was against her or...
Did they turn their whole bodies toward her or just kind of look over their shoulder?
One seemed to kind of turn his whole body around.
Okay.
And then he turned around again.
Okay.
And it was like he wasn't sure which way to go.
Okay. Did he keep on running?
He turned back around again.
Okay. He wouldn't be the one that got shot then.
Oh, this was after the shooting.
Oh, okay. This is after the shooting. Okay, I see. I'm sorry. Okay. Did you hear these people that are running away say anything to the deputy at all?
No.
She was doing all the commands and everything.
That I could hear, yeah.
Okay.
There was no mistake that they could hear.
Okay. Yeah, you could hear her all the way across the street. Huh?
Right.
Okay. Okay. What school do you work at?
I teach in Oxnard in El Rio, and that's Rio Plaza School.
Okay, I know that well. Used to work El Rio for quite a few years.
Oh, did?
Uh-huh.
Must have some of my former students up there.
Yeah, we get quite a few customers from that area.
I'm sure.
Well, I thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.